Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, a 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Well, I didn't realize you can play the whole song. Brian Cash here, another one in the books. Right, I always thought that was set into a set time. You know, we used to do music, like for a couple of years there. We all we did was music and we took requests and then we would talk to clients. I actually liked that format and I think we did better. But, because I think some, just to be real, I think I bore people. Like, you know, like. I don't know. I mean, there's certain people I like. I like this guy, yeah, JR. Is yours on? He's on 105.5. No, he's on 91.5. And it's the Joy Network. Uh-huh. And I like this guy, JR. Like, I like when he talks. Like, he's so real. He talks about stuff like, he said one day, I feel like I'm a taxi driver and an ATM machine to my family. Now, who would say that, right? But I feel that way, too. It's like, I'm like a taxi driver, like just to and from practices, and I need money. So, like, I don't know. Do people tune into the show? Do they want to hear me say that? Or is it better if we played music? Would they tune in? Because you think about it. We're on 105.5 is the Dove. We're on 106.1. And then 107.3 is the Eagle, right? So we're in between two.
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
What do you think?
I see the wife searching the dial for hours, trying to find a song, and then she finds one song, and then she starts searching again. You know, it's like, I listen to one channel only. You know, it's like it's so much easier. You know, you never find the song you want to listen to, so you just can't please everybody that way. You know.
Well, I want you to read this a little bit. I'm going to let you do it. This is a very well organized show. Actually, we were like 20 seconds behind. Where are we at? You know, everything is registered. That's another thing I did. We used to have every show documented by the minute, or at least every 2 minutes where we would be. And that would take, like, you know, you would prepare a show the night before, like the subject matter. And hopefully you would have an interest in subject matter to keep people tuned in. And it's Angie's. I want you to study that because I'm going to have you do a commercial for them.
Oh, okay.
So I just thought, you know, this is just... Actually, you know what? There's a $50 gift certificate. We'll see who can do a better commercial, you or my friend Michael.
Well, I'm sure Michael will do much better.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's Angie's. You know, I've been studying the word love, right? And the where love is, God is. And, like, it's called love, God, affirmations. I yep. find that, like, if you put on a preacher, like, they'll go off into teaching you the Bible. It's all good. But, like, when you go with the affirmations, they're all the good stuff. Like, the stuff that's God loves you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, right? And I think of the word love. I have one client, and it's Angie, this place. The husband and wife. Have you ever seen a couple that you just knew they were in love? Right? Right? Sure, right? This couple here, the wife and the husband, the way they look at each other and the way she treats people. And it's, you know, and I've been doing this show for 24 years, and I can tell you, I don't say this. Love.
It's nice to see people that are in love and love each other.
Isn't that the truth?
Especially when they've been in love for 25 plus years and they're still together. Because it's so rare in today's world to be together for that period of time. Everybody's in and out, here and now. Me, 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 me.
Quick thrills. Yeah, me, 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 me. What's in it for me? Everybody's listening to WIFM.
What's my favorite song?
What's in it for me?
No, my favorite song is me, 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 me. But Angie's is, they own the restaurant. And it's just, she greets everybody with kindness. And there's an aura. Like, you know, I don't understand aura, but I do in a way, like a little bit. They say that there are certain people can get a body massage where their person can massage the aura. And they don't touch the body. Like, it's really out there. It's similar to, like, yoga.
Or, Reiki.
Huh?
Reiki.
Is that what it's called, Reiki? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I didn't even know. And there's an aura that certain people put off, right? And that's the aura you get from when you walk in there. Again, is love.
I had my aura photographed the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Went in, met with this lady, and she had a camera set up, and she took a picture of my aura, and it shows up on film, and different colors depict different personalities and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Is that amazing that I brought that up?
And it was amazing that the stuff, it almost was kind of freaky, the kind of stuff that she could tell you about yourself just from the picture on film.
Of aura.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think of aura?
Well, I think that it's... you know, we're more than what we see.
Yeah, we got to get closer to the mic. Is that me too? The professional 25-year guy is okay? Yeah, and I say that to people sometimes too. I think they're not close to the mic. But me, I just know, like, I'm right here, baby. I want you to hear me. But what were you going to say about aura?
Well, we're more than what we see when we normally look at someone, you know. There's energy fields that are outside of our range of sight traditionally, right? And that's mm-hmm. what that camera's picking up.
Yep, sure.
Right, I belong to a program, right? I'm not going to tell you what it is, but and I heard this guy share this great message, right, for an hour. And then I was like, wow, that was the greatest message in the world. You know, how hope and love and integrity. Then he pulls me to the side and he goes, I'm having a mental breakdown. I'm like, that was the first time I realized sometimes what we portray to the world, we have a mask, right? We have the mask of who we want people to think we are.
Yeah.
And then we have this mask over here for people, I have both my hands up, of who we really are. And when you can get the mask and to become one where who you are and what you are is one mask, right, then you portray into the world who you really are and not who you want people to think you are, right? And
that makes sense.
Yeah, and that was the first time I realized it when this message this guy gave for an hour, it freaked me out that he pulled me to the side and asked me that he was having an emotional breakdown. Because we sometimes know inside what to do, right? It's a program, like in life, it's a program. People are attracted to you like a bug is attracted to light, right? So that's the deal, you know, just be who you are and just be at peace and know that God loves you, right? And God don't make junk. And then the best way to show people that you're godly is to portray love, right?
Yep.
And that means you're being a vessel of God. And not, if you're angry at someone, right, how can you help that person? Think about that. Just that one question. You know, what would the master do?
Right.
Right. And so anyhow, this is something. I'm going to give you a shot here. We're going to time it on the, you ready?
I guess.
I'm going to give you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fred Howard, and I want to talk to you about Angie's Grill, real homestyle cooking. And today you have an opportunity for a coupon for 50% off. Steak and eggs, $4.95, regularly $8.95. And Angie's Grill is at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater. And take your friends, and they'll receive 20% off of any menu item. Angie's Grill, real homestyle cooking.
Very good. And where's the one thing you left off? Where are they?
1732 Drew Street.
Did you say that?
Yes.
See, did he? Let's go back to the tape. I'm kidding with you.
No, no.
It made people think, all right. And the phone number.
And the phone number, 727-441-2644. Go to Angie's Grill. You'll love it.
And do you know what year they were established?
I do not.
1961.
1961. I was in the 8th grade in 1961.
How many businesses do you think in the state of Florida, small businesses now, that can say they've been in business since 1961?
Oh, I would say less than 100 statewide.
Statewide?
Yeah.
Right, right. And that's 57 years ago? Is that 56?
Unbelievable.
56 years ago? Yeah, so it's unbelievable. So they survived so much turmoil. And what could they say in 1961? In the South, was in 1961, was a black man allowed to eat in a white diner?
Some, but not many.
Right. So you see the
social changes they endured.
Yeah. Where I saw the biggest social change was called Smalley's Pit Barbecue. And they had hung up there, they lynched an African American.
Oh, my.
And they had it hanging in the restaurant. It's no longer there. But, like, I went in there, and then they asked me a question about it because they were doing a news article about it. This is back in the late 70s. Like, it should come out, right? And guess what it is right now, ironically? What do you think Smalley's Pit Barbecue is right now? Because, you know, it's no longer in business. If you had a guess, it's a Mexican restaurant. If you told the guys back then that this is going to be a Mexican restaurant, what do you think they would have said? Not in a million years.
Right? I've never eaten Mexican food.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go by there and try it out.
There you go.
That's what they'd probably say.
Yeah, we'll go there and try it out. So you never know. Can you read the message statement for the Shepherd Center?
It's written really well here. Our mission statement, Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center is an interfaith outreach of compassion, education, assistance, and support for the needs of all our community. Through our faith and conviction, we feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunities and a place for all to give and receive hope.
Beautiful, wow. Isn't it? Isn't that a powerful statement?
That is a powerful statement.
It's so powerful. Can I ask you to read it again? Please.
Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center is an interfaith outreach of compassion, education, assistance, and support for the needs of all in our community. Through our faith conviction, we feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunities and a place for all to give and receive hope. Give and receive hope. That's the answer right there.
Yeah, and you see, it's the giving is even more powerful than the receiving.
Right.
I see it every day.
It's like Christmas. You feel better to give than to receive. Yeah.
You know, like our Adopt-A-Family program. Of course, the families at Christmas time are so grateful to receive the Christmas gifts. But when the donors bring them in, and they've wrapped them up, and in most cases they've actually gone out and purchased the gifts they're giving to this family for Christmas, who would otherwise not have a Christmas, the countenance, the smiles on these people's faces when they're bringing in these gifts that they're giving to some kids for Christmas, I'm sure you've never seen them happier than that moment. They just love that.
Yeah, and it's not just it's pure.
Yeah.
It's just pure. It's pure joy from a kid who doesn't have the cares of the world to just have pure joy for something like that. Even for such a short period of time means everything.
Yeah.
And then I found out too with kids too, they don't have they say children will laugh 200 to 400 times a day. Right, under the age of 12.
We lose that, don't we?
They say 4 times a day once you become over 20. Did you laugh today?
Yes,
Did you laugh today?
Twice.
So two.
I'm up on 2 so far.
Okay. So anyhow, the simple chief was the simple chief, and he was the wisest chief of them all. And the dog ran away. And thinking of a child, the child ran into simple chief's tent and said, "Simple chief, you're the wisest chief of them all. What do I do? My dog ran away." What did Simple Chief say to him? "Dog gone."
Dog gone.
See, that's dog three. Gone.
That's a Simple Chief. Dog gone.
Dog gone.
Three, and how many laughs did you have today?
Oh, probably 3 or 4.
Make it 5.
5,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Feels good.
Because I think the pressures of life, like you just said, the thing some company committed to whatever it was to get 80 kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful company.
Right, but the thing is the pressures of life. Sometimes I think just get on us where we don't have that childlike, like when I take the kids, like they don't even like. I hear them singing. Like I have a carload of kids, and they're all singing to a song that I don't even get because it's on a station I wouldn't listen to. It's the kid station, you know, 94.1 or 95.7. And just looking, and sometimes they don't even catch it. I'm looking in my rearview mirror just watching them sing and laugh. And
innocence of youth.
Innocence of youth, right? So what we're doing here with this program to take care of a family where that ties in, tell us a little bit about what it means to take care of, adopt a family.
Well, you know, we've been doing this for 43 years now, the Adopt-A-Family program. And right now we have 80 children without donors. We have already received donations for about 240 children, families. And donor wants to give Christmas gifts to families that otherwise may not have a Christmas. And there seems to be more of these families today than ever. So you can pick a family, and you'll know the ages of the children and their wish list and anything the parents would like to see them receive or not receive. And most of the families will either donate money or they'll go out and actually buy and wrap the gifts. It's a wonderful thing. The families that go out and buy the gifts and wrap them and bring them into us, 2 of 1 come in ecstatic and with big smiles on their faces and so glad. And every one of them asks if we wouldn't take a picture of the family when they come in and pick the gifts up. So it's a wonderful program, and it seems to make everybody happy, and that's probably the greatest definition of a good program.
Right. And then what I would say, too, is the word content, you know. When you're content, like I was talking about families. I remember there was this poor family who was, and they were just happy, like, to have, like, a ball. And you could see this family, like, they were playing kickball, dodgeball. You know, it didn't take much. You know, with my family, because this is my second set. I don't know if when you get older you get a second set, if that makes sense. But I asked, my son was married last week, and it was kind of neat. We found out that if you put out a big spread, you can save money by catering it yourself, right, than doing a banquet hall. So we did the catering ourselves, and we were just laughing while we were cooking and stuff, like just doing that project together. It was more fun than if we paid a caterer, because it was a community effort of the family getting together. You know, there was sausage and onion, you know, the whole deal, you know, chicken, marsala. And it was a beautiful spread we put out. But then I asked my son, I said, what was the best time we had together? You know, keep in mind, I took him to Disney World, and I took him to places, camping and all that. I figured it would be one of the ones that cost me money. You know, we went across, you know, to a few states. One year we went away for 3 weeks. He said the time we pulled in when it was pouring rain out, we took a thing of toilet paper that was still in the wrapper, and we went in the parking lot, right? I mean, imagine the torrential pouring rain that you could imagine for like a half hour. And we all got out of the car and we played two-hand touch football. So I asked my other son, Eric, I said, what was your best time? He says, that was it too. It wasn't, even though I know we're getting money for gifts and stuff.
Two-hand touch football with a roll of toilet paper in the rain.
Was that's the one that won.
Cool.
How did that make your heart feel?
I get goosebumps
feel?
Like just thinking about it. Made my heart feel good.
Yeah.
So like time is the acronym. The acronym for time is things I must earn. Because the subject matter is kids. You know, I think also, too, it's time you spend with your children. It's not the money you spend on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a child's content, right, that child's going to be happy. And it's harder for children because they want to keep up with the Joneses. I noticed, like, with my daughter, it's always name brand stuff, you know. She wants name brand this, name. But name brand costs more money. But that's what I do because she wants to keep up with that peer pressure. But to be content, what does that word mean, to be content? To me, that means to be happy. It's when you want. That's when you're not happy. So how do you become content? And that's with gratitude, right? Just be thankful for what you have, not what you want. And gratitude is like an action word.
Yeah.
Because you can show your gratitude just by how you're thankful. But then I have my moments, like I just shared this with you, where I just, the life gets to me. What? Oh. Yeah, life gets to me, like, and in my head, like, I sometimes get emotionally down, right? And I don't want to share that with anybody because I don't want to be a whiner or negative, right? But sometimes I do get, life throws me a curveball.
What? Hi, I'm just, you know, listening, and I was like, let's be happy today. Let's talk about how we can help all these children that need presents for Christmas. And we need turkeys, guys. We need turkeys.
Okay, enthusiasm. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Happy, yes.
Okay. So I'm not being happy?
No, you're being like so monotone and like, right now. I was like, no, we have to be happy today.
That's what I'm saying. I think people are tuning out. How many people do you think started and are tuned out by now?
Yeah, but that's why we got to, let's play a Christmas song.
Let's play a Christmas song
and dedicate it to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. And we need turkeys donated, guys.
Great idea.
Live remote next week from the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center at 2 o'clock.
Get excited.
Yes. Happy.
It's because of Ed that we're down. Scrooge. How you doing, Scrooge? All right, let's get a happy song. What's a good happy song for a happy... How about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? There you go. This song is being dedicated by the Shepherd Center, Tarpon Springs. They're a great organization. Let's get excited!
Jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. Go gliding in the one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell.
Everybody, have a grand opening to announce. The Pho Bowl, Vietnamese cuisine, at the corner of McMullen Booth and 590, which is Coachman, in the Publix Plaza across from the SPCA. It's not the SPCA, it's the Humane Society of Tampa Bay is right there. We got healthy lunch or dinner for $9 or less, free Vietnamese egg roll with dumplings, or $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. It's a Vietnamese cuisine, the Pho Bowl.
And the deal with them is it's healthy. You know, I'm eating pizza now, but the idea is there's a healthy way of eating that you don't, like they say, if you eat McDonald's and Burger King, of course, that's not good for your fried food. This is a healthy alternative, but yet still low. It's under $9.
And it's
all healthy, all natural foods.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. A lot of people don't know what pho is, but you know.
What is it?
Pho is. I had some the other day. It's a broth type of a soup with, for all intents and purposes, seemed like dumplings were in there. You know, dumplings and some vegetables all mixed in. It's really delicious stuff.
What do you think of that? Do you eat healthy?
I do. I eat very healthy.
Tell me what you eat.
I eat as much fresh food as I can. I eat very little meat. I eat fish, a good deal of fish. I'll eat anything raw. You know, I mean, I eat raw eggs. I eat raw fish, sushi. I eat a lot of grains. I eat only natural wheat. I eat very healthy.
You know what's good, too, is I was watching a guy on Johnny Carson. It was five blue centers, they call it, in the world, that the people live to be over 100, these communities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they ate was raw fish. Everything you're eating, but the only thing they also all had in common was raw fish, but beans.
Beans. I eat an awful lot of beans.
Beans are really
beans
good
are
for
very good for you.
In fact, I keep a pot of beans, generally black beans, but I mix in others, diced tomatoes, organic chicken broth, onions in the form of like scallions, and then occasionally other things, but that's like I keep that going all the time.
Nice.
Yep.
We have you spoken to the caller we have right now?
No,
we do not. He's anonymous, but he said he has an idea for you.
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. Great. We've kept him on hold. Maybe.
Well, how long was he on hold?
Can we call him back?
Yeah, actually.
Pull them back.
So, you know, with diet, Brian, the trick, one of the big points are sugars are a big killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our glycemic load needs to be reduced as much as possible. People your age, I'm older than you, Mike, but I shouldn't be having more than 2,000 calories a day at the max. And the more nutrient dense those calories are, in other words, powerfully nutritious food and foods that don't disturb my microbiome, we can live much longer than people are used to living. Much.
Right. You are what you eat. And I say that by not eating correctly myself, right? But I really believe there's a lot to what you eat. And it could be the opposite, too, where you say you stay away from meats. The Atkins diet is if you eat all meats and vegetables, you lose weight, too.
Right. Because
there's no starches in it.
Right. Well, there's very little carbohydrate. Right. Losing weight is not necessarily equivalent to great health.
Right.
Right. If you're eating well and you're getting enough exercise and you're eating a balanced diet of as much fresh foods as possible, your weight is not important to you. Because you're going to be very healthy.
But I don't think it's as much a matter of living longer. It's living better.
Yeah, well, the good news is both happen.
Yeah, I mean, you feel better. You have more energy. You feel more alive and more awake and more tuned into life than if
you're... More vital, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you go eat, 7 fast food cheeseburgers. It's time for a nap and a Dramamine. I mean, you're out like a freaking light, But it definitely, the better you eat, the better you feel.
Yeah, exactly. The more alive you are.
Yep, for sure.
Definitely. So let's talk about turkeys.
Let's talk about turkeys.
All right.
Let's talk turkey.
That's right. Turkeys are really good for you. So we are doing a turkey drive. And we're asking for donations to be brought to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. If that's not possible, you can always contact Brian or myself. And the phone numbers are 727-804-6082 or 352-348-9435, and we can do a pickup for you. So what we're doing, let's tell you a little bit about the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. Last year, they fed over 71,000 families. That is impressive. That's just unbelievable. And they don't just, they have a pantry there. Right, Fred?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so Fred Howard is here from the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center today. And then we also have Michael from Positive Drug Detection, which we'll talk about in just a minute. And let's tell everyone a little bit about the Shepherd Center.
Well, the Tarpon Springs holiday area, we're very proud of the fact that last year, these are audited numbers, we fed 26,800 people a hot meal 7 days a week.
That's just awesome.
26,000?
26,800 people.
Wow.
Received a hot meal, and anyone can go. Certainly the homeless, the displaced, the lonely, the people that... wouldn't have anybody to eat with otherwise.
Right.
Right.
So it's a lot more than what people think. It's you feed people. There you go.
Yeah.
And also, I took a tour there and I was just blown away, honestly, of all the different things that you do, because I never, ever, ever thought that. The thrift store is in the front, which helps to fund all these, programs that you have.
Right.
So, let's just say someone falls down, on some hard luck and they end up being homeless, which can happen to any of us, any of us. This Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center will help you to get an apartment, give you skills to get a job, help you with clothing to go, for an interview, help teach you about computer skills so that you know how to fill out applications and whatnot. I mean, there's just so many more things that you do there than I expected. You do the home deliveries, which is just amazing to me as well. I mean, it's kind of like Meals on Wheels, but if people can't get to you, you get to them. That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do food drops once a week to what is known in the food insecurity world as food desert areas. And that's people that have some distance to get to where there is a grocery store, or they have jobs and they might not have transportation to get to us.
Right.
So we take 100 plus boxes of food to these, and it's done on a scheduled basis so the people know. And those boxes of food are gone within 30 minutes of the time we get there.
Wow.
Everybody's on a first-name basis. I mean,
right.
It's just a wonderful thing. In our community kitchens, where we feed people a hot meal every day, Sundays, it's the Tarpon Springs Boys and Girls Club is where we do it at. Monday, St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Church, Mount Hermon Missionary Baptist Church Tuesdays, St. Nicholas again on Wednesday, St. Timothy's Lutheran Church Thursday, First United Methodist Church Friday, Masonic Temple Saturday, and again Tarpon Springs Boys and Girls Club Saturday.
Amazing.
As well. So we do so much, and it's our thrift store basically is the engine that fuels about 90% of all of our programs
right.
of getting people jobs, getting people ID, getting people cell phones that need phones, having programs like the Esther Project, where they mentor women at risk. They teach them accounting. They teach them nutrition. They teach them social skills that are needed, and basically give them an outlet for daily problems that arise.
Right, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so what we're asking right now for anyone listening is we're having a little bit of a difficult time this year, really after Irma. I think everyone is, you know, it really affected our area much more than people think it did. But, you know, we don't have as many donations as normal right now.
Right.
So that's why we really need to pull together as a community and come out and help the Shepherd Center. You can bring a monetary donation or mail it. And what's the mailing address there?
304 South Pinellas Avenue.
Right.
Tarpon Springs, 34689, the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center.
Right.
And we would be so grateful, and I assure you this money is put to great use. Everything we do
is
done by 19 employees and 170 plus volunteers.
Is that where they can go to drop something off?
Yes.
Yes.
that's a good point, Mike. Thank you.
Right.
Where is that? South Pinellas
Avenue. That is alternate 19. So right. If you're familiar with Tarpon Springs, most people know Tarpon Avenue and alternate 19, which is also Pinellas Avenue. We're two blocks south of that.
Okay.
In a 33,000 square foot building. When you come, go in our thrift store. Again, it's our engine. If you have some things at home that you're not using anymore, donate them so we can sell them and yeah. fuel our enterprise of
that's right.
of hope.
And you take clothing and stuff like that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing, yep. furniture.
Household items, you
sure.
know, anything
yeah.
like that. And turkeys. We need turkeys.
We need so turkeys.
We're trying to feed 2,500 families, which is not just the turkey. It's all the fixings that go with it as well. So we really, really need you guys to come out and pull together and help our community.
Yes, we do. And thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Also, we have another program with the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center that is called Adopt a Family. And we really need to raise some money for this as well. It is less fortunate families with children that there's a list that gives you the child, how old they are, you know, if it's a boy or a girl, their sizes and whatnot, and then you go shopping for them, you know, and wrap the gifts and bring them to the Shepherd Center. And, you know, that's just an amazing thing to do, to wait for the kids to wake up. You know, some of these children, they wouldn't have a Christmas if it wasn't for something like this at all, you know, and that's very sad. So we really need to step up and help with this as well. And if you don't want to, you know, go shopping and do all of that, you can just make a donation so that we can go do that. And again, that is all checks to be made to the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center, and that is located at 304 South Pinellas Avenue, Tarpon Springs, and that's
346-8-9. And in the memo portion on your check, put for adopt a family,
right?
And you'll know that it will be used specifically and only for that.
Yes, thank you so much. And thank you for being here, Fred.
You're just an awesome person. Oh, I'm delighted to be here. I love you guys.
Yeah, you're just great. I love doing this. It makes me feel good, you know?
And it would be a busy time of year for you, but it sounds like every time of year is a busy time of year for you.
Sure.
This is especially busy. We were going till 11 o'clock last night, and we started up this morning again before 7.
So. Oh, that's just, it's awesome. Everybody, please. Come out and help the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center. They deal with everyone that's in our own community. You know, that it's our neighbors. It's the people that are down the street. It's the kids that you see get on the bus in the morning. You know, you never know a person's circumstance. And all of us need help sometimes.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody needs help.
Yeah. And we have Michael in the studio as well with this puppy today.
Yep, we brought the dog.
Yeah, we can see him live streaming at Tantalk1340.com. He's in the house with us. So, Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, we own Positive Drug Detection, which is an in-home canine drug detection company. And what we do is we go into people's houses and with their permission, of course, and sniff around and try and help parents find out if their kids are on drugs or not on drugs, or if there have been any drugs in the house or there haven't been any drugs in the house. We're primarily focusing on families, but we also do small businesses and some commercial properties. But
awesome.
our real feather in our cap is to try and help save a kid from, you know, getting in too deep into the drug problem in the country today. But that's Positive Drug Detection, PASITIVE, Drug Detection at PositiveDrugDetection.com. And our phone number is 727-666-2000. Most searches can take as little as a half an hour, and they start out at $100. So it's not expensive.
Yeah, and then if you can, you know, it's hard to stop someone if they want to do something, right?
It is.
Right, so then they have to have self-honesty, the child or whoever. Because you can tell someone they have a problem, but until they diagnose it, this is one of the things where you do have to diagnose yourself. That because you can't change unless you think you have a problem.
Right.
Then what they call that is in denial.
Yep.
And it's not a river in Egypt. And it's what the acronym for it is, doesn't even know I'm lying to myself.
Right. But with, you know, with young teenagers, they're not as tuned in on that as older people are, you know. So they need help. They need a little bit of direction in their lives and need to be
properly guided
and what's the right way to go,
and they might not know what's in their best interest,
right?
So if you catch it early, you could stop it, and that's what you do.
That's the goal.
You see all those things we're doing here, you're doing something bringing joy, he's stopping children from going down the wrong path.
You're telling everybody about it. It's a great thing.
But you guys are all doing something good. I learned something today that was divinely written, the mission statement, but when it said at the end there, where you receive to get hope. Can you read that last sentence there?
Well, the important thing is, through our faith, conviction, we feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunities and a place for all to give and receive hope.
Okay. To give to receive hope. Wow. That's what caught me. And that's what all you guys are doing here. We have a caller. Who? Hey, Jill, how are you?
I'm good, Brian. How are you?
We're going to do a commercial for someone, and then we're going to get to you, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, JC's newly renovated Dunedin Barbershop. They're right there where, I don't know if it's in the ad, but they're right there where the Toronto Blue Jays grocery, let's say, has Lotto groceries and all that type of stuff. And there's a laundromat there.
Douglas?
Douglas? No, it's on San Christopher Drive.
Yep.
787 San Christopher Drive. And they're newly renovated, where they have a pool table in there. They have a fish tank. I mean, he spent thousands and thousands of dollars to renovate it. It's kind of neat, and it's a saltwater tank, too. So I'm pretty sure it's, I should say that, but I'm almost 100% sure. So, I mean, it just has a really clean look to it. Everything is renovated. Everything is new with, you know, with the fish tank, the pool table, TVs. It's like a really hip barbershop, J.C.'s Dunedin Barbershop. And it's right there at 787 San Christopher Drive. And, like, when you become old, you get to watch kids grow up. Like, Country Pete's Inn. I would have a catch with the kid when he was about 14 years old in the parking lot. But I was doing advertising. And I watched him there with the football, so I had a catch with him, right? He was, like, 14 years old. I think he's 40 now, and he runs them. But just think. And this is the same thing with this young man, J.C., he was working at Mikey's Pizza, which is no longer there. And he had to be like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not sure the exact age, but like 16, 17, 18. He was working there. He now has children. I think he's in his 30s. And he opened up his own barbershop. And to watch children grow and blossom and succeed.
Right.
It's kind of neat. So that's the deal with JC. The guy Julian... At Julian's restaurant, he worked at Johnny's Italian restaurant as a dishwasher. And he would make me a sandwich, right? He was like 16, 17 years old, but he was a dishwasher. You ever hear of Johnny's Italian restaurant in Clearwater? And now he's like in his 40s, and he owns Julian's Italian restaurant. And he's grown to be a successful local business guy. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I knew him when he was a dishwasher. And you know Leo's Italian restaurant? Believe it or not, Leo was a dishwasher, and he worked his way up. Everybody thinks he was a dishwasher at a restaurant on Alderman Road in US 19, and he was washing dishes and cooking a little bit, but mainly washing dishes, where he saved all his money, and then he opened up his first restaurant, and now he's owned several restaurants, and he owns like three, like what do they call those plazas, like business plazas?
Strip centers.
He owns three strip centers. He owns an office building. And he lives in a beautiful, if you saw his house, you would just realize this is a man of means. But I met him when he was a dishwasher.
A great story.
Great story. And JC is similar to that. I've known him for a long time. So that's JC's Dunedin Barbershop, newly renovated. And it's there at 787 San Christopher Drive. And the phone number is 408-5452. And he's just unbelievable. He helps out the community, and he does a lot of stuff. He's one of those guys that if he says, like, if you need a haircut to get a job, he's the guy that does it for free because he wants people to succeed. He's a giver. Matter of fact, he made a donation to the Shepherd Center.
Wonderful.
He's one of the guys that did it. So that's JC's Dunedin Barbershop, newly renovated, at 787 San Christopher Drive. And if you want to get a warm feeling when you go in, fish tank, pool table, all clean, it's JC's Dunedin Barbershop. And this is Jill. Could one of you guys interview? Would you like to interview Jill, both of you guys?
Sure, Jill. What's up?
Hi, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Great.
Now,
great.
You are like what I was just talking about, memorabilia. Like she takes old cassettes and old VHSs and old photos and renovates them. And like she'll take something like in your, like from the 40s, 50s, or 60s. And what she did was a parent had passed away, and it was Christy from Fantastic Sam's. And her father was on a cassette, and she didn't want to lose it, like, you know. And she gave it to me, and Jill put it on a CD, but she gave me two CDs.
Digitized it.
And So now she can't lose her father for life because he passed away. But it ended up being, this guy was really great. This guy was like, the best way I can describe him, he was like Charlie Daniels or something like that. He toured. He was a professional singer, and he toured the country, but he never made it big. And I ended up listening to that CD for a couple months in my car. I just loved the songs he chose and he sang. But ask if you have a question for Jill, ask her. She does renovation of CDs. And have you ever, like, do you have any old cassettes at your house or anything that you...
No, I've already gotten rid of most of them.
Really?
Gave them to the Shepherd Center.
Yeah. So what we do here, Jill, is we're doing a thing on a turkey drive.
Oh, okay.
And we're trying to come up with 2,500 turkeys to feed, to give away, actually, for Christmas. And can he read the mission statement to you and see what you think?
Sure.
Okay, read that to her.
Okay, the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center, our mission statement. The Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center is an interfaith outreach of compassion, education, assistance, and support for the needs of all in our community. Through our faith conviction, we feed the hungry, clothe the poor, and equip the least among us by providing opportunities and a place for all to give and receive hope.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Very nice. So, Jill, tell us what you do.
Okay, sure. Well, basically, we're a media transfer service. We transfer any old 8mm, Super 8, 16mm, VHS, camcorder tapes, any kind of old audio visual kind of tapes onto a DVD. And then we also take any kind of old reel-to-reels, any vinyl records, any cassettes, and put those onto CDs. And also slides or photos. We do slideshows so that you can have a visual on a DVD to show family. And to put a special touch on it, we have a studio so we can actually have somebody come into the studio and do a narration where they can talk over, and we add a track of somebody speaking over and explaining who the family members are, what the event was, and where everything took place and stuff there. So family down generations will understand who everybody is and how they're related. Or you can add music. So we do a few different things. And then we also work with musicians, and we do their CD projects. We can do mass production. We do graphic design and put it all together. So we can do a lot of different things, anything pretty much in any old format or, you know, new formats.
Now, do you do... pictures as well as I have boxes and boxes of slides that my mother took back.
God, yeah,
I'm going to date myself 30 years ago or something like that. God, that's a long time. I have boxes of old slides that, you know, are virtually unwatchable now for the plain fact there isn't that much equipment around anymore.
That's true. That's the problem, is a lot of times there's no equipment to watch them, so they're just sitting around, and they're, you know, at the same time they're getting older, and you know, sometimes they start to deteriorate, so we just take them, but we can take those and scan them, and then we put them hopefully in a decent order if there's any order to it, or if there's not, then we just at least salvage them and put them onto a disc so you can actually view them. And once they're on a disc, then we have the capability of editing it if it's not into the order that you'd like. We can always,
Jill,
edit it, or you can...
Jill, I'm sorry. Next week, the show, I apologize. 30 seconds, Jill. Give your phone number.
727-799-3100 in Clearwater. Love to hear from anybody.
Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Oval Office, kumbaya. Franken resigns. I'm Michael Toscano.
We're all here as a very friendly, well-unified group.
President Trump surrounded by the Republican and Democratic leaders of Congress in the Oval Office, hoping to hammer out a budget deal before Uncle Sam's wallet empties out tomorrow night.
Well-knit together group of people, and we hope that we're going to make some great progress for our country. I think that will happen.
First, though, the Democrats want the president to fulfill them to work out a deal to protect the Dreamers, who are currently about to face deportation. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
We're hopeful the president will be open to an agreement to address the needs of the American people and keep government open. Democrats